and the track Release Me from the 2005 tribute album Sunday Nights, the songs of Junior Kimbrough that Fat Possum Records put out. Great album featuring Iggy and the Stooges, Black Keys, Heartless Bastards, Cat Power, among many others. We then heard from The Cynics in the title track of their 1989 record, Blue Train Station. And we finished up that set of rock and roll with The Milkshakes and the track Girl, It No Good from 1984's The Nights of Trash. Well, I got one more song to spin for you guys before I pass the reins over to the one and only Chris Crash for his show Strong Style coming up next, followed by the 1-2 punch of Matt Clark and Mike Sin for their show What's Happening from 9 to 11 p.m. Thanks so much, guys, for hanging with me the last hour. Always appreciated. Stay safe. Until next time, adios.
Music, that's our middle name. Music. Charge!
And roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Get ready, fighters! Triumph or die!
Perfect.
You're standing right now with 9 delegates from 100 gangs. And there's over 100 more. That's 20,000 hardcore members. Hardcore members. Hardcore members.
Round one. Ready, go!
El Freaks Con Bonwa. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul Stream. My name is Chris Crash. Got an absolutely exciting hour for you tonight in the Strong Style Dojo. Some punk rock for the Toonami generation. We just heard from All from their 2000 album Problematic, an absolute favorite of mine, of theirs called Carry You. Before that, The Writers out of Tokyo with the song Voice of the Kids from their 1991 album Let's Get Together. I can't recommend that album enough if you're trying to hunt down some classic Japanese punk rock. That one is a classic in my opinion, one of my absolute favorites. Let's Get Together by The Writers from 1991. And to start off the set, another classic from the 90s, a sicko with the song Where I Live from the album You Can Feel the Love in This Room. Alright, let's start off round one with a brand new EP from Dose Street out of Rye, Australia. Rye, Australia, of course, is a few kilometers away from one of our most beloved listeners in the Strong Style Dojo, Scott Oz, who is it was just his birthday last week. I got a couple more Australian rippers for him in the next set, but to start off this one, let's start off with some Dose Street from their new EP Same Day. This is the song Shaking Hands, coming up next on Strong Style Chris Crash. So
I'll sit now to a while.
ったんだ。時計の針から待って順路が滅んでた。気づくことに恐れてみんなどっかに消えた。とぼけたままじゃもう時間が足りない。何気ない帰り道鳴り響いてるメロディー忘れられない。ずっとこびりついて見せることない自分だけの抱えきれない感情があってぼやけるくらい。なんだ記憶を覚えなく始まりを戦う君へこの歌を振る現実を照らす今からの昨日までの思い出失った時間もあって過去の自分誰かの声が今日もどっかで聞こえる。何も生まれない誰も信じないな。
That man is our...
You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from Ann Lewis with absolute ripper of hers called Honey Dripper from her 1986 album Yujo. Ann Lewis, a ridiculously popular and accomplished pop star starting in the 70s, where she was a kind of a Kaiokyoku idol, which, and what that is, it's kind of a kind of like Nancy Sinatra, but done in a very Japanese way. That was most of her 70s career. And in the 80s, throughout all of the 80s, she was absolutely rocking like what we just heard. And that's one of my favorites of hers. Before that, Nikki and the Warriors with Power and Glory, which would later be retitled On the Run on future releases. A very long-running Japanese punk band, still active today. And that was off of one of their first 7-inches from 1986 called Born to Ride. Before that, Zeke from the classic 1998 album Kicked in the Teeth. We heard the song Fuck All Night. Before that, Firebird Gas out of Japan. Don't know where exactly in Japan, but we heard a cut off there. 2006 12-inch EP called Punk Rises from the Pigpen, the song Gokan, which means five senses. Before that, Yushi Tessen, a brand new band out of Tokyo. We heard the song Silent from their brand new album Barbed Wire. That's their debut album, and Barbed Wire is the English translation for Yushi Tessen. Before that, Los Violadores out of Buenos Aires, Argentina. We heard the song Somos Latino America from the 1985 album Y Ahora Que Pasa, eh? And to start off the set, Dose Street out of Rye, Australia with the song Shaking Hands from their brand new EP Same Day. Let's keep the Australian rage going. Like I said, it is Scott Oz's birthday. He's one of our most beloved listeners. He's been here since day one of the Strong Style Dojo opening its doors. First one in, and I'm pretty sure he's listened to every single minute I've been on the air. So we're going to hear three fantastic Australian rippers. First from the now classic band Private Function. Then from a new hardcore band out of Perth, Australia called Tomcat. And then to end things, a cut from Vicious Circle out of Melba from the classic Peace War compilation. So let's crack into it. You're listening to Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream.
Sick and tired of the things you say. I'm sick and tired. Oh yeah!
will you Australians learn? In America, we stopped using corporal punishment, and things have never been better. The streets are safe. Old people strut confidently through the darkest alleys, and the weak and nerdy are admired for their computer programming abilities. So, like us, let your children run wild and free. Because, as the old saying goes, let your children run wild and free.
Nothing.
Yeah!
I told myself that there was no more than the sound of the wind through an open door. And if no one entered, it was no crime. At least it was none of mine. And all I saw, I kept at bay. An empty heart in an empty space. There was no reason for me to live. I had nothing to give, nothing to give.
It's only so easy. Do it in the beginning after the music kick in. There's a couple little people going like, oh yeah, go like, ooh. And so at the end, you have to go like, do it in the solo, do it in the solo.
Stop.
Yeah, rock!
To Strong Style Chris Crash on the WFMU Rock and Soul stream, and we just heard from Plow United with the song Game of Chess from their debut self-titled album. No Means No was before that with the song State of Grace from their 1995 album The Worldhood of the World As Such. Before that, Si Du Lei out of Wuhan, China. We heard the song Motor Youth from a 2003 compilation called Travel in Desert, which compiles five bands that were integral to the early Wuhan punk scene, a very famous punk scene within mainland China. Before that, Slang, the Sapporo, Japan hardcore legend. We heard cut off their first album in 10 years, Rest in Misery, the song Racism Must Die. Before that, we heard from Vicious Circle out of Melbourne, Australia, the song Police Brutality from the 1984 compilation, the International Peace Benefit Compilation, aka the Peace War Comp, put out by Maximum Rock and Roll, one of the greatest punk rock comps ever put out. Before that, brand new band out of Perth called Tomcat. We heard a cut off their brand new demo called Nonce. And to start off the set, Private Function out of Melbourne, we heard the song Good Fight, Good Night. Alright, I have some coming attractions for the world of WFMU. We're kickstarting the Valentine's Day celebration early on Friday this week. starting with a guest appearance on Hooligan at 6 p.m. by the great Courtney Noir. She has her classic cold Valentine's Day episode. I'll always look forward to that every year. And then after that, at 7 p.m. on the Musical Dose program with Medicine, he has his own Valentine's Day show, the Musical Dose Pre-Valentine's Day Show, from Parakeets to Spirakeets, Volume 2. And that will take you to 9 o'clock, and while that's going on, the world-famous Terry T will be at the Ghost Hawk Brewing Company DJing with Jen Jones and RKO. Going from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's in Clifton, New Jersey. And there will be $5 lager mugs all night long. And then finally, next week on the show, a very, very huge special. It is going to be the Terry T birthday special, in which we will be playing classic live cuts from bands she's had on the Cherry Blossom Clinic throughout from as long as I can remember. It's going to be absolutely exciting night. Definitely have to pay tribute to Terry T, as she is the one who is kind of largely responsible for this show being a thing. But that will be next week. To close things out, we are going to hear a brand new track by the Boujons out of Nova Scotia from their brand new album. We're going to hear the song Don't Wanna Love. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. My name is Chris Crash. Arigato gozaimashita. I'll see you when I see you. So long. Stay tuned for What's Happening with Mike Sin and Matt Clark, coming up right after this.
Thank you. WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio Stream. You are listening to the What's Happening program Tuesdays from 9 to 11 in the evening, every Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm here with my good friend, Mike Sin. Mike Sin, good evening to you.
Hey, how you doing there, man?
I'm doing just fine. We're celebrating Black History Month here on the What's Happening program. All the great African-American and Black artists of the States and all over the world that really created what we know as rock and roll and all the great music that we know today. Without them, where would we be? We'd be nowhere. Especially without Smokey Robinson. Smokey Robinson, The Miracles. It's a Good Feeling from the great Make It Happen album, 1967. Yeah. That's a Holland Dozier Holland composition. Cool. That should have been a single. What a great track that is.
Now, let me ask you something. I do not have that LP.
Yeah.
But the version of... Hold on. The version... I need to make sure you can hear this question.
Yeah.
The version.
I already know what you're going to ask.
You know what I'm going to ask?
I know what you're going to ask.
This kills me. Like, I don't even know why I ask these questions. The version of Tears of a Clown on there is different than the single that came out later.
It's the original version without the extra overdubbed drum track.
But it still is. It's the same take.
It's the same take.
Right.
But then when they did the single, they added another drum track on top of that track.
Okay, yeah. And the single was about 3 years later or something like that?
1970?
70s. Yeah, yeah.
So okay, 67,
yeah.
70.
All right, cool,
yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for clearing.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And for the listeners as well. I'm sure some of them found that interesting. Because I only have the 45 of Tears of a Clown. But that one should have been a single as well. I'm surprised that they didn't cut that one.
I mean, that album's chock full of great tracks. Yeah. More Love's on that one. The Love I Saw You was just the Mirages on that one. I mean, what a great album.
Nice.
So, yes, big thanks to Tom Dash for starting off our Tuesday lineup here. And then Frank and Queens with some magic
on
the Hard Stuff program. We had Joey D kicking out the jams. And Chris Crash with another strong program of the Strong Style.
Nice.
So, thanks so much to those lads for some great programming this evening.
Yeah.
And thanks to all of you for joining us. The comments board's open. If you feel like jumping in and talking about P.P. Arnold, who was our... star at the top of the playlist.
That's right.
We will be glad to talk about.
Yes.
So, Mike Sin, what do you got for us?
All right. Let's go to... Let me cue something up quick.
CD player acting up on?
No. Well, I'm good. Let's go to Detroit with the Detroit Emeralds.